In the aftermath of the Black Summer bushfires and, of course, the current COVID-19 pandemic, many Australians have been exploring their own backyard. Local tourism has been encouraged as a way to boost our economy. But what are the environmental impacts? We are joined by Matt Sykes, founder and CEO of Regeneration Projects, to discuss concerns around domestic over-tourism. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Marlene. Good morning to the listeners.
Thank you so much for joining us. I want to start off by asking about this concept of over-tourism. What's the concern around it?
Yeah, look, I think over-tourism is one of those things where, you know, you can have too much of a good thing. And I guess, you know, in this context, we're talking about, you know, large groups of people coming into areas that maybe are beyond the capacity and the infrastructure or even the aspirations of a particular place, whether that be a city or a community. And that can have ripple effects that maybe are intended to the local community, local environment, culture, and even the economy.
And what are the concerns about it now with obviously the pandemic's still a situation happening now, but what are the concerns around it in New South Wales?
Look, I think something that is happening at the moment is that people, as you say, discovering their own backyards and heading out into regional areas, which can be a great thing. And sometimes in being, you know, confined or looking to explore, some of the areas that we're most drawn to are those that have beautiful natural environments. The trick is that a lot of these places have quite fragile ecosystems, whether they be, you know, beaches or rivers or forests. And sometimes there's not always education about how to responsibly kind of experience those, how to stay on the track, how to practice things like leave no trace principles. And sometimes these areas don't have the infrastructure, whether it be basic toileting facilities, whether it be rubbish collection. And so what it means is that you can have all of these unintended impacts and, you know, we can love these places to death, so to speak. So I think, you know, around New South Wales and other parts of regional Australia, these are some of the pressures that we're starting to see.
And I mean, a lot of people are wanting to travel locally as a way of supporting the economy and supporting communities. So creating harm is like the last thing from many people's minds. So how can people travel responsibly and sustainably?
Yeah, so I guess I've even taken a little bit further and where the kind of the thought direction is in industry and travellers is working towards this process of regeneration. So I guess it's, again, a more holistic approach to tourism. And it's really, you know, both travellers, operators and other people that are connected to the industry saying, okay, well, how about we actually work together to regenerate the well-being of local and regional communities, to regenerate and restore local ecosystems, and cultures and economies through what we're doing. So I guess in practice, that means, you know, keeping an eye out for operators and for experiences that have got that social and environmental awareness in what they do and then supporting them. I think it's doing research into the places that you're visiting and thinking about, okay, well, how can we have the deepest connection here? So maybe instead of that kind of whirlwind trip where you try and dash from point A to point B and C and D so quickly, how about, you know, just lingering in place, getting to know it and spending a little bit more time with the locals and seeing their perspective. And I think that deeper immersion, you know, has so many flow-on benefits, but it may have not been a pattern of travel pre-COVID where we might have just been looking to squeeze everything in. So it's about that sort of relationship in exchange between the traveller and a place, and that the traveller is part of that broader regeneration of that place in the long run.
Matt, thank you so much for joining us this morning and talking about it.
Thank you, Marlene. Have a lovely day.